Welcome to the Six Figure Business Mastery Podcast, where every week, Kirsten and Jeannie dive into the essential topics to fuel your business growth. From copywriting to course creation, mindset to video marketing, they've got you covered. Tune in for expert guest interviews on all things marketing and business, and learn how to work on your business, not just in it. So, get ready to unlock your business potential and take it to the next level.
Have you wanted to build a profitable online business from home? We have a special guest today, Whitney Bonds. She is a YouTube expert and an affiliate marketing pro, and she's going to break down how to simplify, scale, and succeed using content that builds trust and drives sustainable income. So welcome to the show, Whitney. It's nice to have you here today.
Yes, thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here.
Well, we're excited because you have had a fun journey with YouTube. I see your little silver plaque back there.
Yeah.
So tell us about your YouTube journey.
Yeah, so my YouTube journey is unlike many other people, I think, because I used to say I would never start a YouTube channel. I was terrified of being in front of the camera. And just the idea of just having to talk to a camera was not me personally. Like, yeah, I can't talk to a camera. I didn't think I spoke professionally. I had this lazy eye I was insecure about. My house was not the Instagram worthy house. So I was thinking like very insecure about what I had at the time. And I didn't know how to stay on track with like how could I make a video? I would just kind of be drifting, right? So I just had all these excuses in my head that I was coming up with that prevented me from starting a YouTube channel until I met this guy named Nate O'Brien. And when he told me, I asked him, how much do you make? Well, he said, well, in the month of January, I made over $30,000 in just ad revenue. So that was enough for me to say, where's my camera? Because I was not going to allow my fears hold me back from being able to be a stay-at-home mom and work on my own schedule. So that's when I got over myself and actually started a YouTube channel. And one of the things that was holding me back was being able to stay on like subject, because I could drift a lot. You know, I just go on a tangent on something else. So I bought a teleprompter, and to this day, still, I am reading word for word on my YouTube channel. So I'm reading so I can stay on target. So I just always say you have to eliminate all excuses. So if I can't stay on target, I'm going to get a teleprompter and just read my videos. So that's what I do. And that's how I got started my YouTube channel. And it has just blossomed into an awesome passive income source. So I really can be a stay-at-home mom and raise my kids and make money at the same time.
I love hearing that. That is so awesome. You know, I know Jeannie started her business, you know, a few years back, many few years back when her kids were little. And yeah, but that is amazing. And I feel like we do have all of these excuses. And it's interesting because the clients that we work with, you know, some people like Jeannie and like you like to script every word. Jeannie is a teleprompter. She's a different little process. Some people like a teleprompter. I am more, give me an outline and let me go at it.
Yeah, I love it. Like you, I wish I was like that.
Well, if I try to script it, I just fumble all over myself. Yeah. If I tried to read off a teleprompter, you know, I would get, yeah, it would not go well. We all have to lean into whatever strengths we have, whatever works for us, right? Well, you had said earlier, but before we hit record, that you were blogging and that's where you learned the power of SEO. I'd love to have you share with our audience about that.
Yeah. So I was working a 9-to-5 and I was trying to figure out how in the world can I make money from home and work on my own schedule. And one of the things that I saw with these bloggers, they were making $100,000 a month. And I said, if I could just get a fraction of that, all I needed was $2,000. So I said, okay, let me start a blog and let me figure this out. And a guy gave me the idea because I was literally looking for how actual moms making money from home. And that's one thing that I was looking for online I couldn't find. So my problem birthed my solution. I ended up saying, okay, let me start a blog that's going to help people in my same situation figure out how moms are actually doing this. And I was following the same blueprint that the guys that were making $100,000 a month were doing, which was affiliate marketing was their prime source of income, but they also were getting traffic to their blog through the power of Pinterest and Google. And Google, you have to understand SEO, which is search engine optimization. And that was how they were getting their traffic to their blog. And that was completely Greek to me at first. I'm like, SEO, it was one of the things I did not want to have to do, but I knew if I wanted to get consistent traffic to my blog, I had to figure this out. So long story short, I ended up trying to figure it out on my own and I was just stuck. It was like, there's one piece of the puzzle that I was missing. So I got on a coaching call with this woman that was doing really well with SEO. And just that call, it gave me all the clarity I needed to say, oh, that's what I was missing. And from that, I was working on my blog. It took me a whole year to just writing articles every day. And then when I learned SEO around the 6th month of my blog, just starting it, things started to click. So then I was starting to really be very intentional with my articles. So every day I would write an article. And then the very next year, my blog blew up. And I had made over like $200,000 just from the sheer amount of traffic that was coming to my blog because I started ranking high up on Google and I was getting Pinterest. So I was getting so much traffic to my blog. I was making a lot of money through affiliate commissions and ad revenue. And that's how I was able to make the $200,000. But all of that, majority of that came from learning SEO. So that's how I kind of found out about the SEO. And I literally take the same thing that I do for my blog. I just turned it into YouTube And that's how I've been able to get consistent passive income from YouTube, following the same SEO strategies that I used it with my blog.
I love that. Kirsten calls SEO voodoo magic.
Yeah.
Once you understand it, it's easy. But in the beginning, what
It
is it? What's going on?
Yeah.
Well, do you still have your blog today?
I still have my blog today, but the one thing that I'm so happy for is that having all my eggs in one basket. So because earlier in 2019, I was getting over 100,000 page views from Pinterest. But I also knew that I wanted to be like those bloggers and just have not all my eggs in one basket. So then I did Google and Pinterest. But first, I always mastered one thing first. So I was getting, so in the end of 2019, Pinterest changed their algorithm and I lost all my traffic. So I went from 100,000 page views a month to just 1,000. And I was so happy at that time that I had diversified where it was okay. I was still making the money because I was still getting so much traffic from Google. But then again, I'm so happy that I transitioned to you. I shouldn't say transition, but I added YouTube as another income source because Google changed their algorithm last year with the helpful content update, and I lost like majority of my traffic there. So if I just didn't continue to adapt and move on, with the thing, way things changing, I would honestly have nothing. So I do have my blog. It's making me pennies, but it's still. I make maybe $200 a month in ad revenue now, when before I was getting like $400 a day. So it's a huge difference with my blog. I still make money from it, but it's nothing to look, gloat about.
Yeah,
But
you were smart to go to YouTube though, because video isn't going away.
yeah.
Blogging is certainly not as popular as it once was. There's so much more competition now, but video is certainly the way forward.
Yeah, especially with AI, with the way people write with AI on blog posts, you can just spit them out. There's no originality these days. It's like can't even compete. With video, it's you. You're one of one. No one can be you, and no one. So I have my own tribe. People would rather listen to me than someone else talk about the exact same thing, and the same vice and vice versa. People would rather listen to somebody else about the exact same thing. So I don't have as much competition when it's just me and myself.
Yeah, and the one thing too for us is that when someone finds you on video and they've watched enough of your content, when they reach out to buy something for you, they already know, like, and trust you. And that was my big aha moment when I first started doing videos many years ago for my mortgage company, was just the power of video. The power of connection that's created by video is really what's amazing. Well, for those people who are not really familiar with affiliate marketing, why don't you tell us a little bit about that and how you find the right affiliates to work with and things like that?
So I love giving this example just for it to make sense. So if someone's watching this video or my YouTube video and they'll say, "Hey, Whitney, what kind of camera do you use?" Well, instead of me actually saying it's a Canon 90D, which what it is, I'm gonna go to Amazon, for example. Not everything is Amazon offers very low commissions, but I'm giving an example. I'll go to Amazon and get my affiliate link. So instead of just telling you what camera I use, I'm gonna just give you the link and say, "Hey, here, this is the camera I use." So I actually do the work for you, where you can just click on it, go right to my camera, and if you liked it and you purchased that, then I earn a commission because I caused you to go to Amazon and make a purchase. So that's how affiliate marketing works, and that's why it's typically called affiliate partnerships. Because it's a partnership. You partner with a company and they say, "Hey, if you can actually tell people about our product, you'll get paid for it. You'll get paid a commission for it." But it happens best when it's online because you can track those links. So that's really in a nutshell, really quickly, what affiliate marketing is. It's just basically referring a product or service and making using a unique referral link. And if someone purchases with your referral link, you can earn a commission.
So how do you sign up your affiliates? Do you go out and find different products or services on affiliate? Because there are affiliate programs, I don't know if you call them programs, companies that list different companies that offer affiliates. But what do you do? What do you prefer?
Yeah, my strategy, I don't really use that strategy actually. I typically find out what is my topic, what do I want to cover? And then I ask myself, what can I promote or in this video that can help further help this person? So it's all about like the only reason people really buy is because they believe that this can help them further. And that's so I'm always thinking about the subject matter first. And then I think about, okay, what product or service can I have? So there's been an affiliate program where I just thought about it again. There was this woman that she had a course that she was showing people how to make money with food photography. So taking pictures of food. And she didn't have an affiliate program. And I just asked her, I told her that I wanted to promote her stuff. Does she have one? She's like, "No." And I said, "Well, we can do something where we can create a coupon code or something like that for me. So you just know, you have to have some way to know that that person came from you." So as long as you have that, it doesn't have to be all the fancy links and stuff like that. It could just be like, "Oh, they use that coupon code. Okay. So every time I see that, I know that's from Whitney. So she's going to get a certain percentage every time for that." So I actually don't go the traditional route. I'll sometimes go to where I know this can help somebody. And then I'll reach out to that person and say, "Can we work out a partnership? Because I want to promote your product." And then typically they'll say yes because everybody's trying to make more money. And so that's how I typically do it. So sometimes I'll do it like that. Very rarely will I go to sites and just kind of look to see what affiliate programs they have and then try and promote it that way. I typically start with the problem first, and then I think about what can best help the person.
Love the food photography. How did that go for you as far as promoting that?
It went really well. So I made her $100,000, and
Wow.
I get like a $20,000 out of that. I have to go back to my dashboard, but she was really like, "How else can I help? And anything else I can do?" But the only thing with that now is because blogging is not as great anymore as far as like the Google update hit a lot of people, and it's like a trickle down effect. So because the bloggers are not making as much money anymore, they can't pay these food photographers to do so much for their blogs anymore. So with the way the world has gone with that and AI, and but well, AI did not really affect her, but because the business has changed a bit, it has not gone as well as anymore. So it was like it worked well for its season. So that's why I always just got to keep on moving, you know, in this world.
That is so amazing. And then when it comes to finding like affiliates that you really trust, I mean,
Yes.
that's important to you, right? Because that
Very
you your
important.
reputation.
My reputation is everything. Like I just had a sponsor come to me with good money, but I don't believe in it. I went to the reviews and they're all bad. I'm like, my name, if someone signs up for this and then they have a bad experience, they're gonna remember that they signed up through because of me. And no amount of money can, my reputation is everything. My reputation is monetized. So if I go and just promote something out of the sheer just to make money, that's gonna be worse on me. So I see so many people on YouTube promoting things that I know is not true. And I'm just like, they're just literally doing that just so they can make money. But that's why I feel like being just authentic and trustworthy is the reason why I've been able to do so well for so long, is because people actually say, oh, no, Whitney promoted that, then that's probably something. And that's how, when you make money with affiliate marketing, you have to have that trust, because they can go anywhere else and they can go to Google and do it themselves. But because that I've given them a reason to trust me, they're going to use my link. And that's why I think I've done so well with it.
I just find it so interesting, and I love how you seem to know the right time to make changes from Pinterest to Google, from Google to YouTube. So it is really smart. Are you worried about YouTube at all?
No, I'm not, and I should be, but I just like the way I see the world going is just more video. Like I can't see it going anywhere else. YouTube is literally just the one best platform for everyone. It's the best platform for users, and it's the best platform for creators as well. So it's just like right now, this is just the time to be on YouTube. And when I try and think of out look at the future, yes, social media is there, but social media is work, and social media is something that I don't necessarily like doing. I'll do it just to continue to diversify. But if I can just do one video a week and it takes me 5 hours a week to create a $300,000 business, then I'm gonna stick to what works. So YouTube right now is one thing that I'm still passionate about. I don't see it going anywhere anytime soon, but I'm definitely always gonna be on the lookout. But right now, I'm all in on YouTube.
And it's interesting that we often get asked, but isn't it saturated?
Oh no. I always say, can you name five YouTubers that you know who are making a full-time income on YouTube? By show of hands, if I'm in a group setting. And typically, no one can all say they personally know five people. And I'm saying, okay, well, that's proof enough that that's not everyone. Because we have this idea in our head that everyone has a YouTube channel. No, they don't. You can't even name five people. So everyone does not have a YouTube channel. And I always say, too, because you are one of one, it doesn't even matter if they did. People just will resonate better with you than they do with me or someone else. So that's why we are our own competition.
It's funny because, you know, my background is real estate, and I was at a network meeting today that I've been invited to by the real estate agent, and she's lovely, and she's always saying, "I need to do YouTube. I'm just so afraid to be on camera." She's very shy, and so I was talking to someone, and she was standing there, and I said, "Denise, you know, I've said this to you. I think if you're in real estate and you don't have a YouTube channel, you're going to get left behind in the next 36 months because, you know, YouTube is such a great way to passively generate leads for real estate agents."
I never
And
thought of that.
yeah, and it, I mean, it's amazing. We were looking at stats the other day, and Jean, tell me if I'm wrong about this, but 80% of all people who are going to buy a home will go to YouTube and watch videos about the neighborhood and the community.
Oh my gosh.
80%.
Yeah, they're definitely going on YouTube to find out all kinds of information about buying a home and selling a home. That's their first stop, and that's where they do all the research.
That's so smart. I never even thought about that. And that's why it's so important to know your customer and how they interact and do things, because that's the answer. Be where they are.
Yeah,
Yeah.
and because real estate is so important to build that relationship, to build that know, like, and trust, that YouTube is a perfect platform. Just like you were saying, you are building up your reputation, and people are
Yeah.
trusting you because you do go through and personally choose what you're promoting. And
Yeah.
so, it's really important, especially when you're making such a large purchase, to be able to trust the
Exactly.
person who's helping you with that.
Yeah. I love that so much. My sister-in-law is a real estate agent, so I can't wait to share this with her.
Well, and don't forget, you're not just leaning into traditional SEO, you also have to integrate local SEO.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes.
So
And which
that.
is better for search too, because
Yes.
just, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, local SEO, I think, again, YouTube is such a powerful tool for local businesses. You know, whether, you know, I was talking to an attorney today, I was talking to guy about to a guy who owns a plumbing company. And it's really funny because there's a plumber who started a YouTube channel years ago, and I can't think of his name. And he literally was showing people how to do almost everything. And his family and friends were like, "You're not gonna have business." But the reality is he got so busy he couldn't keep up because he would show people how to do it, but they don't, it would cost them more to go buy the tools to do it. You know, there were a risk of, you know,
Oh,
damaging
yeah.
pipes or something. So yeah, so what happened was they liked him and they trusted him simply because he was not
Oh,
afraid.
that's so smart. I didn't
Right.
think of it that way. I was just thinking he
Yeah.
could make money through ad revenue, but not everyone wants to do the job of a plumber. They're always going to be hiring out.
Right. Well, he did end up building his channel. He does make ad revenue and he does teach YouTube as well now because,
Oh,
but his
wow.
intention was he just for some reason wanted to have a channel and he thought, well, like, there's some things that people could do themselves. It'll be affordable. And like, if I can help them do this and save the money, then I'm helping people at a tight time. But what happened was, you know, I'm sure a few people fix their toilet based on what he taught them. But what happened was he really just ended up, his business just exploded. And I think
Wow.
that's such a, you know, a great thing. And that's what we talk to our clients about, you know, give value-based educational content, just
Exactly. Yeah.
truly help people. If you love helping people, YouTube is the platform for you.
Yeah. I think that's why YouTube is so great. It's like I can make money and help you. That's even more incentive.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah,
It
and I'll
is.
bet you get loads of feedback too. I bet you get loads of people saying, "Oh, thank you so much, Whitney. You know, I wouldn't have found this without you, and I'm so grateful."
Yeah. And one thing I always do at the end of my video is to increase engagement. I'll always say something like, and if you're still here watching at the end of this video, I'd love to hear from you. So I'll ask them to say something. So sometimes I'll say like, just say the word I made it. One time I said, put the word butter, like just random stuff. Like people like that kind of stuff. And because they do that, they're still there like, oh, well, I'm still here. Let me go ahead and comment so she knows that I actually watched it. And it really increases the engagement too. So you can even have fun with it.
That's so awesome. Well, I'm definitely going to stalk your channel a little bit more today and encourage everyone else here who was listening to do the same. So, if you had one piece of advice for people when it comes to YouTube, what would it be? And then, what would it be for affiliate marketing? If
Yeah,
you had somebody who could have told you something a long time ago, what would it have been?
I would say the people that I see successful at YouTube are the ones who are obsessed with it. So
Mm-hmm.
become obsessed, love it, just spend time with it, want to get better every single time. So just study other people's. Just it's something that can just be a hobby that you end up doing, but do make it a hobby that you just want you love because this is something that there's no other platform that you can have an idea, create something, and get the results like right away. So it's really fun just to be able to create something and then get the results and then say, okay, maybe I should have did this better. You can just continuously adjust. And if you become obsessed with it, you can build something that can just be beyond your dreams and make a boatload of money at the same time. So become obsessed with YouTube is the best thing that you could ever do out of all the other platforms. Just this is the one where you can, I always say, make more, work less.
It's
I love that.
amazing.
You're getting us all inspired about YouTube.
Yeah. And then for affiliate marketing, because I know you have had, you know, a couple affiliate programs that you promoted that
Yeah.
made you for 100 grand. So what would you like to have learned about affiliate marketing when you first started? And what would your advice be for people now?
Yeah, my best advice for affiliate marketing is that you do not have to reinvent the wheel. You don't have to say, oh, I don't know what to promote. I always say, look at your competitors, the ones who talk about the exact same thing as you, and see what are they promoting. And then ask yourself, would I want to create content around this topic and promote this product? If the answer is yes, then great. Write it down and start thinking about for content you can put around it. If you don't want to promote it, don't promote it. It's your channel. But the one thing that you have that you don't have to figure out is actually looking and studying your competitors and seeing what they're already doing.
That's the number one mistake people make when marketing as a whole. And we always use the example that, you know, McDonald's, before they decide to build a new location, they spend hundreds of thousands of dollars
Yes.
doing research around that neighborhood, around the flow of the traffic. And I feel like small business owners really miss out on learning. It doesn't mean you're stealing. It doesn't mean you're going to copy them. It means you're getting inspiration from them and you're seeing what's working for them and what's not. And then you're leaning into what could work for you. How many videos on average do around a certain affiliate product? Like the LLC product.
Yeah, you know, that's a good question. I don't even really like measure it like that and probably should, but I literally just think about like, okay, so this week, what do I want to talk about? And then I look at my views on some videos that have done better. And I'm like, oh, that did well. Let me do another one like that. Like I just kind of think of it at the time, what do I think my people are looking for? And then if I see a video that I want to get more traction on, then I'll do another one on that. So it's not like a real science that I have to, which I probably should, but it's really just thinking about at the time, what kind of videos do I think my audience will resonate well with? Because it's always about creating curiosity too. So you have to make them curious and say, what's that about? And then you got to get them to click. So it's all about just creating enough curiosity to make them want to click. So that's another thing about that too.
That's
So Whitney,
amazing.
tell us the name of your channel.
Yeah, Whitney Bond is my name. So youtube.com/Whitney Bonds, and you can find me that way and just kind of look at my channel, and I the one thing I love about my channel is like I'm always like experimenting. I should just like stay in one lane, but I'm just all, I like to see what works. And so I have some videos that perform really well and some that just were duds and like not doing that again. But it's just like all a learning experience. So, sometimes you think about like wanting to hide your videos because if it didn't perform well. But I'll never forget, I did one video about the LLC one that I was talking about. No one watched it. 5 months, it was a dud. It was embarrassing. Like, should I delete it? It just makes you kind of feel like I look bad. But then it took off and that video now has over 200,000 views. So what if I would have deleted that out of just thinking about other people who I should not be thinking about? So I love to use that example to say like, just YouTube is its own animal. Sometimes a video won't take off right away, but sometimes it'll take off months or years later. So to keep it there and keep it moving. So.
Yeah, and it's funny when you said years later, when Jeannie and I were, we were doing something one day, we were doing a Google search actually. Oh no, actually we were searching on YouTube. And the video that popped up was 10 years old. Think about it. That video has been around for 10 years. It was still relevant to what we were looking up.
Yeah.
Like, wow, that's amazing, because you don't think there really isn't anything else with marketing that I can think of. Jeannie, again, if you think of anything, let us know. But I can't really think of anything that you can do one time and then
No.
it's really working for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for years to come. And that's pretty powerful.
Yeah, it's the one platform. That's why I'm like, there's no other thing that you should be investing your time in than the one that can get you the most bang for your buck.
Well, you've inspired me. We have two podcast channels, and I've been thinking about doing another traditional channel. So maybe you have inspired me to take that action
I
soon.
hope so.
Yes. We love our other channels because we get to talk to amazing people like you. But I think I do want to get back to kind of a, I always call them a talking head kind of channel.
Yeah, exactly. 5 hours a week. I always say, like, I only work 5 hours a week. You do your research and you study in, and then I'd record 30 minutes and I send it off to my editor. So that's it. If you got an extra 5 hours, you can do it.
I love it.
I love that. Well, Whitney, this has been so fantastic. You've given us so many ideas and inspiration. So we can't thank you enough for joining us on our episode today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for listening to the Six Figure Business Mastery Podcast. If you enjoyed listening to this episode and you are ready to leverage video marketing on all online platforms, or maybe even start your own video podcast, then you need to check out the Done For You and Done With You program at themarketingvaadvantage.com and take your business to the next level.